Tim Merry, we're here at the Alltech World Equestrian Games. Not long now to the eventing starts. You had a trot out this morning, dressage in the next couple of days. How have preparations been so far?
Yes, so far so good. The horses arrived here very well after their flight and their quarantine. We had no worries as a team, as a whole. All us riders, we just can't wait to get going.
And have you had time to have a look at the course?
Yes, yeah, we've walked the course a couple of times now, and it is fantastic. Mike Etherington Smith, I feel, has done a top-class job. It's a real world championship course, but it does look very jumpable, but there are lots of places that mistakes could be made. But I think he's produced alternatives to any of the more difficult fences, so, you know, encouraging all nations to be able to complete the event safely.
And quite a lot of pressure on the British team coming in as one of the favourites. Have you set yourselves any targets individually and or as a team?
Well, of course, gold medals all around is the target. Yes, we are, along with, I would say, four or five other nations. We are one of those that, you know, there is a possibility of winning the team gold. It's very much within our grasps, but you never know. You know, you never know with horses in competition. You know, anything can happen, and we just have to go out and do our best and hope it's good enough.
And you've been to a number of World Equestrian Games. How does this, the Alltech World Equestrian Games in Kentucky, compare to previous ones you've been to?
No, it's a fantastic site. Obviously, they are very used to hosting great four-star events each year here. So they seem to be very well organised as far as the eventing's concerned. And with having Mike Etherington Smith as the course designer, that's a great comfort to, I think, not only the British, but I think to all riders. We know that he is a fantastic course designer.
And if you had a chance to go and have a look at the disciplines, you know, the non-Olympic disciplines, things like the reining and the endurance, have you had a chance to go and have a look at those things?
Oh yes, very much so. We've been supporting the British as much as we can in, yes, the reining, the endurance. We were up sort of crack of dawn to see them all start and watch them through, you know, some of the vet gates. And no, it's fascinating how, you know, we're all our main love is our horses, but to see how differently the horses get used and, you know, with all the different disciplines here at a World Games.
And have you got lots of strong support coming from home back in Devon?
Yes, we have. Most have already arrived. A few more, my owners aren't arriving till this afternoon. But there is a lot of support. Maybe some people haven't come because it is a very costly event to come and come to if you aren't accredited as an owner. So I think that's been one thing that people have been muttering, that, you know, it's just a bit too expensive, and maybe that's why they're not quite as many spectators as they would have hoped.
But on the whole, it's a superb event.
Yeah, fantastic.